Sometimes you get inspired at 7 p.m. after a massage. You look like shit. You stayed up till 1 a.m. last night, but we're here. Welcome back. Hi, welcome back. I'm so excited you're here, and I missed you. I miss doing this. And I had this thought the other day about just like podcasts in general, and especially all the popular ones lately, and I'm so over it. It's all just like LA people or people who live a semi-famous life and who take Ozempic. I don't even know if that's the right word. Take Ozempic? Ingest? Needle Ozempic? If you don't know what Ozempic is, it's like a medication for people with diabetes, if I'm not mistaken. Don't take my word for this. Do your own research. But people are basically taking it to get skinny, and it's fucked. And it's just all these people talking about Botox. I mean, okay, maybe it's not fucked. It's like up to your discretion, but I'm not doing it. I'm not ever going to do it. I'm not going to Botox my face. No shade to anybody who does, but I'm just living this like wellness-ish, holistic-ish life. And I'm just like, at a certain point, I can't relate to any of these people just going on tangents about their like fun, glorious, sunny California living lifestyle. And I'm like, where are all the girlies talking about sex, talking about periods, talking about fucking just trying to fucking, people just talk about fucking, and people just trying to like figure it out and look like shit and make podcasts and get real. And I can't find them. So if you can find them, please send me them and share it with me on Instagram or TikTok at Human to Human Pod, because I want to listen to people talk about things that I can relate to. And it's crazy because I've always listened to the Rachel Hollis podcast, and this month I have not at all. And maybe it's like a new year, new me shit that I just don't subscribe to, but all my go-to podcasts just aren't hitting anymore. And I'm like looking for some new ones. So thank you for listening to this one and putting it in your roster, because it takes a lot for a podcast to become a part of my roster. I get really pissed off with people really easily. I find people's voices annoying really easily. The quality can bug me, and just the topic. Let's get into the one for today's episode, because I could lose you any minute. So I like to start off my episodes with a TMI story. And today we're going to get into career, my career girly era. And I love that this story directly relates to my career, because it's a poo story. If you're an OG, you know the poo talk vibe. And basically, I am working at a therapy practice. It's called Building Bridges Psychotherapy. If you're looking for a high quality therapist, go to them. They're amazing. They have in-person locations in Guelph, Vaughan, downtown Toronto, and Mississauga. It is freaking epic. And I am interviewing a bunch of the therapists to make it easier for people to find the right therapist, blah, 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 blah. You'll hear more about this when it's actually live and you can actually tune in. Right now, there's just all this stuff going on behind the scenes. But so I'm interviewing therapists pretty often, and I am very used to interviewing people at this point. I've been doing Human to Human. It's my fourth year. It's not my fourth birthday yet, but like I started in 2020 and we're in 2024. So that's really crazy. So I don't get that nervous before interviews, which is pretty cool. Never thought I'd be a bitch who could say that. But the therapists get fairly nervous because they're just used to like one-on-one settings. No one's recording them. Like it's a very intimate environment being a therapist. And so when I like show up and put up all these cameras and mics and mic stands and headphones, they're like, what the hell is going on? And so I was about to record with this one therapist and I was like, how are you feeling? And she was like, good. Like, I just really hope I don't have to poo in the middle of this. And she said it like kind of fast. And I was like, wait, what? And she was like, I hope I don't have to poo in the middle of our recording. And I was like, oh my God, I love that. And I relate to that. And she's like, I drank a lot of coffee this morning, so I've like think I've really flushed myself out. And I'm like, okay, I know therapists like get real with you, but like, I didn't think she'd get that real with me. And I freaking respect the hell out of it. Because there is this like myth with therapists that like, they seem like these like buttoned up, smart, perfect people. But in reality, they're just humans like all of us. And it's funny because if we throw it all the way back to 2020, I started therapy during the pandemic and was shocked at everything I was learning. And that's why I created this podcast. And so just to be like coming full circle, and I don't know if this therapist knows about human to human. I don't know if she knows about my Poo Talk TMI segments. She could have stalked my Instagram and seen that I tell this kind of stuff on the internet and talk about it. But either way, I was like, girl, I also shit a lot this morning. I'm glad we're on the same page. And I was like, if you have to poo, we will take a break and you can totally go poo. I one time almost shit myself when I was recording a podcast in my bed. Throwback to like December of like, I don't know, 2022, 2023. No, definitely 2022 or 2021. Who the fuck cares? So that's super fun. There's one more thing I need to say about poo before we like move on and talk about like professional things. I don't learn my lesson with fiber. I love oats. I love overnight oats. I make the most delicious like treat as well with oats. It's mushed up banana, super ripe banana. And then you just mix it in the oats, put some chocolate chips in there, make them into little tiny balls, air fry them for about 10, 15 minutes. Make sure you flip them halfway through. I am not a nutrition foodie at all. Like influencer in that sense. I'm a foodie, but not, I don't post about that shit. But I just can't get enough. And I just know when I've had my intake of fiber for the day, but I just want to go a little further and just have a little bit more. And then the next day, I cannot stop shitting. And I remember, I think this was a couple months ago, I was pooping like 4 times a day. And my boyfriend was like, that is not normal. And now when I reflect, I was consuming so much fiber. So I try to like take a chill pill and my stomach will hurt. Like last night I had fiber. I had some of my oat little cookies before bed and I'd also eaten a lot of them during the day. So I knew this morning I should not have overnight oats for breakfast, but I hate cooking myself any type of extravagant breakfast. I still live with my parents and my mom made my brother breakfast for his whole life until he moved out when he was like 23. And so sometimes I'm like, mom, I'm going to take advantage of you because I love you. Will you make me and yourself an omelet? And she will. And she's the best. But on a regular day, like clearly with me asking her to do it for me, I just like don't have the mental capacity in the morning. And so this morning I decided to eat overnight oats, knowing I already had too much fiber in the past 24 hours and it hurt my stomach. I just felt like my stomach was rock hard and then I shit so many times. And this brings me to something I'm struggling with lately. And this is definitely like a symptom of the winter, like happy fucking February. I struggle to get up in the morning and just struggle to be in a good mood in the morning. And I talked about this a little bit on my Instagram and my TikTok at Human to Human Pod and was like, will coffee fix this? Because I don't drink coffee. And I hear people talk about coffee and be like, oh my God, I wake up in the morning and I'm just so excited to have my coffee. And I don't think specifically coffee will make me feel that way, but I want that feeling. I want that feeling. But when I did some investigating inside my own mind, I realized that I am waking up and I think dreading my day. And don't worry, I have an appointment with my therapist tomorrow afternoon to really debrief and discuss this in depth because I don't have a solution yet. But I wake up and I dread my day. And I dread my day because for the first time ever, I'm working full time. And let me tell you a little bit about the history if you're new here. I graduated my undergrad degree of psychology in April of 2023. And all throughout my 4 years of my undergrad, the only reason I was able to finish it in 4 years is because I always took summer courses. So I never did the whole like work full-time in the summer and then take a full course load throughout the year. There was a few semesters I took 5 courses, but overall I preferred to take 3 or 4 courses. 5 was a fuck ton. So I would make up the courses by taking summer school classes so that I could graduate in 4 years because I was like, get me the fuck out of here. And so I would work part-time pretty much throughout the entire year all the fucking time. And I have not had the real ass experience of getting up every single fucking morning and working for 8 fucking hours all day long. And not to mention, I love my job. I love what I'm doing. I am like chit-chatting with therapists every day. That's literally my dream come true. I'm like doing admin things on my computer, those are my fingers typing, and I get to work from home, and I get to make my own hours. So there is so many pros, and I am still waking up every morning being like, how am I going to do this today? Because I just think it's so much mental energy to focus for that long every day. When I was in class, or when I was in school, when you would go to class, you just kind of like chill and, well, maybe I was a bad student because I would just go to class and just like chill and like listen, but then like tune out halfway through and then just like do random shit on my computer. It was so bad. I had a friend next to me look at me and be like, Jess, why are you here? It was like an 8 a.m. or a 9 a.m. Friday morning class in a movie theater because we rented out Cineplex in downtown Toronto for our classes. Great way to fall asleep during class. And he was like, why are you here? Like, you're literally not listening at all. And you're just like doing random things on your computer. And I'm like, I don't know. I just like feel like I need to at least try. This is my last semester. Okay. Give me a fucking break. I graduated. If you're looking at the video version on either YouTube or Spotify, I'm pointing. My degree is behind me. I didn't know where else to put it. I thought I might as well flex and put it in the back of my podcast setup. And so nowadays, I'm grinding in a very like focusy way all day long. But when I was in school, you know, you write a paper and then the paper's fucking done and then you're good. Or you like study for the exam and then you write the exam and then you're done and then you chill. And that might, everyone's experience is probably different. I definitely took a more laxed approach to university, which I don't know, to each their own. But I am loving being in my career woman era, but at the same time struggling in the mornings because I'm like, whoa, how am I gonna intensely focus for all of these hours? One of my solutions that maybe my therapist will back it up tomorrow is trusting that that feeling will pass, or bad feelings pass. Because when I wake up in the morning and I feel like garbage, and I know it's also related to the gloomy weather and to me living in a basement and to the lack of vitamin D I'm getting every day, I just think like, this is the end of the fucking world and this bad mood I'm in will never pass. When it's like, bitch, every single day you have a good moment where you feel decent. You might not even be happy, but you know, the evidence proves, and this is my therapy lingo, my therapist says, what does the evidence say? The evidence proves, if I look back on what my day was like yesterday and the day before, I have low moments, but I also, oh my God, I thought I like hit my plant behind me. I think I did. I just heard a weird noise. Anyway, when I think back to my everyday existence, I'm like, you always have a high moment in your day and you feel good. So trust that this shit is gonna fucking pass. And another thing that the bitches who are working full time for the first time will understand is that I don't have a vacation to look forward to. There's no summer break. I kept calling it Christmas break or winter break. Bitch, you didn't have a break. The therapy practice I work at doesn't even technically close. I had a couple days off and then had to deal with weird family shit. So it's like, you need to schedule your own vacations? How do I know when to take them? I'm allowed to take them? I'm also an independent contractor, which means I don't have sick days. I don't have vacation days. And you know, pluses and minuses, like I have a lot of freedom with my job, bless the fuck up. And then that also comes at the cost of like, if I'm not working, I'm not making money. So if you don't subscribe to corporate America, you don't get the perks of corporate America. Also, I live in Canada, but you know what I mean. My whole reason for my therapy session tomorrow is just to try to understand and like work through the whole, like, this isn't the end of the world when you're in a bad mood. And sometimes I just feel like it is the end of the world. But let's talk about some good things now, because I am building a career that I have dreamt of building for so many years. And now that I'm sitting in it and living it and making things happen and watching things come true, it is wild. And it's really actually hard to process it. I keep trying to be like, Jess, like knocking on my brain. It's happening. It's happening. What you've been trying to do is happening. But when I sit back and like experience the benefits of so many aspects of creating the career that I have wanted, I feel so much joy because there's so many pluses. I have a community at work. I get to go to work parties. I get to take pictures and videos and capture these work events, which I love doing. I am now financially being able to afford to do things that are really fun. Like, join a soccer intramural team. If you're following me on Instagram, you know what's going on. That's like a huge thing for me. I never played sports growing up, and I am a musical theater child. And so I'm playing sports with a bunch of my boyfriend's friends, and it's such a good time. And like, it costs a couple $100s to do it for like a season. And so when you're working full time, it's like, okay, whoa, I'm having this money come in that's allowing me to like live a life that I enjoy a little bit more. When before it was like you're penny pinching, just hoping it's all good at the end of the month. And I'm really grateful. I don't have a lot of expenses. I live with my parents, but there is this like weird money thing that changes. And I am definitely wanting to work through that kind of mindset. And I'm just here to like express some of these things that we experience in this stage of life and just validate that it's okay if every single day you have a moment where you're like, something is so weird, or like everything is so weird, or like, what is my life? This feels so weird. That's happening to me constantly. And this could be a good thing. This could be a bad thing. This could be just like a dynamic you're trying to navigate, because like suddenly you have all these work relationships to just experience and build off of and collaborate with. And you're like, this is so weird. And then especially if you work from home and live at home, obviously, it's like you're just on Zoom having these meetings, and then you get off of them and you're like, what just happened? Things feel more awkward personally for me on Zoom than they do in person, because you can't just like vibe the fuck out. You're like staring deeply into a screen. Let me hype everybody up for a second though, because whether or not you're in a career you love right now, whether or not you even feel like you're in your career era, there is something so fulfilling about working in a job that you like worked hard for. And I don't want to say hustled or grinded for, because I hate the whole hustle culture and grind culture, but like, I would not be sitting where I am talking about this whole career era I'm in if I, first of all, didn't start this podcast 3 years ago. I never expected it to be such a jumping off point for me to be in such interesting roles. Like, I'm working full time, but then I'm also doing other things on the side, including this, including working with brands for the first time in my freaking life. I have always dreamt of working with my favorite brands ever, Hoo-Ha being one of them. I just cannot emphasize how incredible this underwear brand is enough. Carpe deodorant, another one. I never thought I could record an entire podcast and not be profusely sweating. I feel so good. My armpits are so dry right now. And to be able to sit back and give yourself credit and be like, I did this. And I made an entire episode all about finding a job that's not on LinkedIn, Indeed, or like ZipRecruiter. This is episode 117, posted in September of 2023. And I dive into how I'm like starting my career and getting these job positions. Long story short, I'm emailing people, I'm seeking these things out, and you are capable of so much more than you could ever imagine. Truly. We put ourselves in these boxes when we sit back and we either graduate school or apply to a summer job or anything like that, and just try to look at a job description and put ourselves into the box of like, do I fit that? And you're never going to fit a job description perfectly, because you are a unique human being who has different skills that, you know, aren't always going to pertain to a specific job description, which can make us feel so discouraged and make us feel like, what am I even going to do? And we pigeonhole ourselves and make ourselves think that I need to pick a job and stay in it for the rest of my life. And like, listen, it's 2024, motherfuckers. We're in an era of people leave jobs often. And if you're not happy, look for something new, but don't look in the obvious places. Put yourself out there and allow yourself to dream big enough to be like, what would make me so fulfilled, or what would challenge the fuck out of me? I am so excited to just be, and I, you know, dread it in the morning, clearly, to be challenged every day. Cause it's like, yeah, every day is different. And yet every day kind of feels the same, because it's all happening within the same four walls. So it's a really weird, complex dynamic. Like, my boyfriend is like, we're living in the Matrix. And I'm like, I know, we're kind of are. It's weird. But you are worth so much. And when you work in a place that does not value you as a person and as an employee, that chips away at your confidence and your self-esteem. I have worked in so many jobs in many different industries where some were brutal and I felt like I could never even ask a question to my bosses because I felt so embarrassed and felt like they were just going to judge me, and they did. And I've also worked in job environments where they were nice, things were chill, but I didn't feel like myself. And I could never talk about human to human, or I could, but I would just feel awkward because people like wouldn't get it and things would be uncomfortable. And that's fine. Not everyone needs to get it. But I was putting myself in these positions when I actually had so much more potential to just exceed in so many different areas. And like, there's a time and place and there's a season for everything. In the summer, I worked at a spa. And I kind of like needed that mental break between school and starting my career. But at the same time, I would have moments at this job where I was like, what the actual fuck am I doing with my life? And that is because I knew inside of me that I was worth so much more than serving people drinks, especially in a season of life when I was like grappling with alcohol and wanting to take time off of it. And I've been taking time off of it. Woohoo. And that's like a really weird mind fuck to also like be in an environment that's directly contradicting your values and the person you're trying to become. And I'll go on an alcohol tangent for a second. If you bear with me on this, I did not realize how many doors it would open in my life to stop drinking alcohol. And this relates to the career part of my life too, because I can invest in more events, more community experiences that are also related to not drinking alcothol. Going to Othership, this incredible sauna and cold plunge place in Toronto where I literally just feel like I am challenging the fuck out of myself. If you are doubting yourself, go sit in a cold plunge for 2 minutes and show yourself that you can do it, because you can. I've been going to Othership with a friend who could not get into the cold plunge and could not just face that fear. And then in the span of a couple classes, she's fully underwater to her shoulders doing it for 2 minutes. And she directly correlated her fear of the cold with her fear of expanding her career. And getting to see someone transform like that is incredible. And getting to just be around people, and you know, Othership isn't the only example. I have a yoga studio I go to regularly called Mukti in Etobicoke in Toronto. It is amazing. They are wonderful people there. I feel so calm. And you have to try places out. Same with jobs. You have to try so many jobs out, so many yoga studios out, so many different communities out to find the one that works for you. You'll meet some people in your life and be like, I don't like you. And that's okay. Trust that internal gut instinct, but know that your community is waiting for you and it will feel so fucking good when you become a part of it. And when you're able to challenge yourself and watch yourself overcome something you never thought possible, it shifts so much in your life and shifts your confidence. And that's why when you work in an environment or you're a part of a friend group or you are forcing yourself to do something that does not feel good and you don't feel like you can be your truest, most authentic self in those environments, it chips away at you and makes you feel like shit about yourself. And there's a reason my career is taking off. Not even taking off. It's just beginning. There's a reason it's beginning and going in a direction that feels so good to me right now. Right now, not 6 months ago, not 6 months from now, not 2 years ago. I've done so much fucking work on myself. And that's not like a braggy thing I want to say. It's something that is true and requires a lot of work and a lot of pain and a lot of patience, a lot of grief. A year ago, I was starting the process of mourning friendships I had had for a long time, but knew they weren't aligned with me anymore. And I can confidently say it's been a year and I'm finally feeling healed from that experience, and it takes so fucking long. And now is when it's happening. Now is when all the things I've ever dreamed of are starting to become in motion. And that is not a coincidence. I stopped drinking alcohol about, oh my God, 5 months ago now. I stopped in August, drank a little bit in November, and then recommitted to being alcohol free. And I deeply believe that like, my struggles personally with alcohol were definitely just weighing me down, and being able to free myself of that and have this weight lifted off my shoulders and have this emotional drastic roller coaster no longer be so dramatic is allowing me to put in the work for the things I truly care about, put in the work to build community, to build brand new friendships, to build friendships with people who have been in my life sort of for years, but suddenly we're having a one-on-one relationship. It's awesome. And I want to do a whole episode about friendships. So stay tuned, subscribe so you don't miss it, and just work on myself and my career and all of that. Like, you need to slowly, slowly make changes in order to push towards your dream life, your dream career, because nothing happens all at once. But I have never experienced this until January of this year, this feeling of like, holy shit, it's happening. And it kind of happens when you let go, when you stop trying to grip it and make it come true right now. Because if you didn't see, I posted 25 episodes in 25 days in December of 2023, and it was absolutely insane. And I took a month off of posting on here, and that was so needed for me. And I felt like I went into this like cocoon inside myself, and I just like could not share anything about my life and could not speak about my experiences. And I just like needed to like go back to my own being and just like not talk in a microphone for so long. And it's not even so long, it was 4 weeks, and I'm now feeling like I'm a butterfly slowly being able to like share again, and it's like bringing me so much joy. But in those couple weeks of just letting go and taking time off social media, taking time off the podcast, I was able to really surrender. Ugh, such a lame word, surrender, and kind of like remove expectations. I literally had moments where I was like, is Human to Human going to be a part of my future? I don't even know, because I had a lot of career things going on outside of this podcast, but this podcast brought me to them. And my point with this whole spiel is that stopping posting, stopping being active, stopping sharing my life for just a short period of time made me let go and stop obsessing over what my life needed to look like and what posting needed to be. And then these things started to blossom. These opportunities started to come my way. And this shit, it's so fucking real, because I met my boyfriend that I've been with now for a while. I met my boyfriend in a season where I had not given up, but just let go of dating and been like, I've been trying to meet someone for a while and it's not working, and I'm meeting all these crappy ass men who are weird. No shade to them. We're all doing our work, our inner healing. And when I let go and thought, I'm good, I'm just gonna do my own thing, my fucking boyfriend came into my life. He was not my boyfriend at that time, but I was like, who is this sexy man telling me my podcast is cool? And now we've been together for 2.5 years, and it's wild to me. And it was truly another example of release control. Like, tell the universe what you want. Absolutely define your fucking dreams. And sometimes it requires figuring out what you don't want to figure out what you want. And so that was definitely true with dating. Also, I kept meeting people that I didn't want. So it made me raise my standards. And so, yeah, then you let go, and then suddenly opportunities come your way, and you have to release the idea of what your life should look like too. You can have a dream life, you can have a dream idea of how you want to feel every day, you can have a dream idea of what your career should be, but then once you release it, the universe will bring in things that are 10 times fucking cooler than anything you could ever picture in your entire life. So, what's up? Thank you for listening. I feel like that was like my little career tangent, and I'm still navigating a lot, and I'm really excited to talk to my therapist tomorrow about how to function working this often, working this much, working this many hours, because it is so new to me and it's really grueling on not only your mind but your body. Our bodies are not used to being hunched over on a computer all the time. My favorite yoga pose is this like heart opener stretch where you like put two blocks behind you on your back and you're just like, ah. Watch Yin with Mir on YouTube. She's a good friend of mine now, and she is also just an incredible teacher and like guider with meditations as well as yoga stretches. So take care of your body, take care of your mind, do what you need to do, seek therapy if that's something that feels right for you. Building Bridges Psychotherapy, I cannot recommend it enough. Oh, one last thing, patience. It takes so much patience. All of this. Like, nothing happens overnight. Despite what Instagram and TikTok tells us, nothing happens overnight. And there's so much patience that is required when you are building your career, when you are working on yourself, when you are trying to heal, when you're trying to, like, change big things. It's all about patience, and that falls into that whole surrender, let go category. But it sucks, but it's a part of life. And my therapist taught me literally when we first started working together that boredom is a beautiful thing. It's something that society tells us to, like, run away from, but boredom is so awesome because it literally allows you to, like, become creative and birth things and think about things that never would come up if you were just stimulating your brain all the time. So get the fuck off social media. Use the app Opal. It's my favorite app. It allows me to just, like, seriously set some boundaries with my phone. I have a code. It is in the link in the description. If you really need something like that to just, like, force you to take time off, I need something to force me. And so just trust the journey. And if you can't trust the journey, try trusting yourself. And if you can't trust yourself, trust me. There you go. Bada bing, bada boom. A little housekeeping before I say goodbye. I usually post every single Monday of the week. I am in such a big life transition, as we just discussed, so I'm not sure if I'll be posting every single week. I'm also trying to focus on quality over quantity now. I really did a lot of quantity in 2023, and now I want to just make sure I'm bringing you episodes that I'm really proud of, that are discussing things that feel really good and hopefully relevant and helpful for you. If you have any topic you would like me to touch on, any question you want me to answer, or any TMI story you want to share with me, because I love to hear those, send me it in the link in the show notes at humanthumanpod@gmail.com, or there's, like, a question box on my website. Everything's down below. And if you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend, because if you're relating to some of the things I'm going through, one of your friends or all of your friends will probably be relating to it as well, because we are all going through similar human experiences and we need that connection. We need that community to feel okay. And it's really hard to find new podcasts to put into your roster of podcasts that you listen to on the reg. And the best way to find good podcasts is to get a recommendation from a friend. Truly, I went to a podcast event recently and they said that too. They were like, how do you find good podcasts? Your friend recommends it to you. So recommend this to a friend. I appreciate you, and I will see you very soon for a brand new episode. I'll talk to you soon. I just said soon so many times. Okay, whatever.